Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Audio Boom, Deezer, TuneIn, Google, all sorts of places. I don't know if you're watching this on YouTube. I don't know if you've got my whole head because Hannah's very, she's not getting a full thing. But it is the Dark Mark show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And boy, I'm the goth comedian, but today we're going full metal.
Mm-hmm.
Going full metal. And you know who that is. That is...
Hi, guys.
Yes, here she is. And I'm going to put this on her, and then she's going to, when she sees it, she's going to be like, I look terrible.
Ooh, look at the lighting up there.
And then, wait. She will get tons of fan letters saying how beautiful she is. That's everybody's favorite heavy metal vegan DJ, vegan heavy metal DJ, mm-hmm. Hannah Bach.
Howdy.
And a very metal show today.
It is a very metal show, and I'm excited.
Yes, yeah. And you miss Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, take that, Cannibal Corpse.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second, but forget Cannibal Corpse. What we have tonight, the Mortises are here.
They are.
Or I don't know if they're Mortises, the Morti. I don't know what's the plural of Mortis. I'm not sure, but that is right there, the hairstyle that is being imitated all over metaldom. Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Hey, how you doing?
And Mortis, I guess this is her first interview.
Yeah.
But I would not have had you without her because I was entranced by both of you.
She's amazing.
Yes. I'm glad you appreciate that.
100% reason why I'm here.
Of course. And that's there she is. Don't get shy. That's Lillian Mortis right there. The
meow.
Yes. The better half. And it was Valentine's Day. Was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
So this is relationship goals.
Yes.
Two weird-looking people that found each other. I love it. Two weird, pasty white people that found each other. I love it.
Maybe
that.
Weird to other people. It's normal to me.
Okay.
I mean, I see people at the beach with the bro wear, and that's weird to me.
What's bro wear?
Like flip-flops and beach shorts and like button-ups with, I don't know, boats on it. I don't
You don't like
fuckboy haircuts?
You don't like flip-flops?
Gross. No, not especially if you're going to wear them, though.
Right.
Manicure your feet. I've seen some nasty
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I got a haircut. We haven't been on the air for a couple weeks. I got my fuckboy haircut. And I asked Hannah if she likes it. She's like, if you like it, which means she doesn't like it. So, but before we get going, and we're going to talk all about this, because we're going to talk about hair, we're going to talk about metal, we're going to talk about all sorts of things. Before we do, we have a few sponsors, Audible. Still sponsoring us.
Awesome.
Very corporate, very flip-floppy, but they are a great company. And you get, if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, DMS for the Dark Mark Show, audibletrial.com/DMS, you get a free book, free 30-day trial, and two free Audible originals. It's an amazing deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've got a lot of metal books. I know they have The Dirt by Motley Crue. I saw the trailer for that, and I'm like, looks like a bunch of flip-floppy guys in bad wigs, but what are you going to do?
Totally. It looks like the Muppets.
Yeah, but but the book is great.
The audio book
is probably even better. Corey Taylor from Slipknot, he has a good book. I know there's a book about Motorhead. I know there's all sorts of books about the history of heavy metal. Mm-hmm. Also, comedy albums by everybody from, everybody. All the Jim Gaffigan's got a comedy album, Jeannie Garofalo. Whatever you're into, they've got everything. They have a play of Dracula with Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast. They have all sorts of stuff. So stuff about horror movies, stuff about vampires, whatever you want. Or just get, Harry Potter for the kids, whatever. audibletrial.com/DMS. You laugh, but we have had past guests that say, we put it on the car, the kids were paying attention to the story, they shut up in the car. So
they shut up.
So that's free. Audible, and the Audible originals, one of the Audible originals you can get, two of them actually, they have a three-part continuation of the Alien Saga, Ripley Alien Saga.
Oh.
One of them has Dr. Channing as a voice, and another one has Rutger Hauer as a voice. That's free. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, you get two Audible originals and a book.
That's awesome.
And a 30-day trial. You can cancel any time, but I bet you don't because you get deep discounts. We also are sponsored by, and we went a couple weeks ago on Hannah's birthday. What did you listen to the birthday show?
No, but my grandfather did. I walked in on him listening to it a few times.
Yeah, and what did he think?
Mark talks a lot.
That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he didn't like it either.
No, he liked it. He thought the accolades were very nice.
Oh, good. Yeah. So other than that, he didn't like it. But, and by the way, if you're just tuning in on, just turning it on YouTube, I had it on picture. Mm-hmm. Now I have it on video. Oh, wait, I just switched it to... Now it's on video.
The camera's nervous too.
No, now it's on video. I don't think I had it on for anything. If you're paying attention on the YouTube, it's the Dark Mark Show. We have Mortis the Devil's Reject. We have Lillian Mortis. This happened a couple weeks ago. I was talking about our birthday show that we had for Hannah. Mm-hmm. Grandpa didn't like it except for the accolades. Do me some cooking. We went afterwards.
We did. That was fun.
You, me, and our guest, Nikki Wants, who apparently doesn't talk too much. And we had, have you ever been to Do Me Some Cooking? The best vegan food you ever had.
Yeah.
1652 Vine Street on the corner of Fountain and Vine. They have a new restaurant in Culver City. They also have a restaurant in Toronto, Canada. This is all vegan. The chili cheese fries I've never had before. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to share them with me. Uh-huh. I'm never not having them again. They were delicious.
Yes.
What did you have besides the chili cheese fries?
My typical. It's not on the menu. I get the Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Mock Big Mac with bacon.
Yes, with the chili cheese fries. Mm-hmm. And our guest, she's like, I don't know what to get. Should I get the pulled pork or the chicken parmesan? This is all vegan, by the way.
Nice.
I said, why don't we split it? We'll get one of each and we'll split it. And mm-hmm. that's what we did. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Definitely vegan have to check this
chicken
place
parmesan,
out.
Vegan pulled pork, vegan everything. The chili cheese fries were amazing. And for dessert, Phil hooked us up with deep fried Oreos.
Yeah, it was my first.
That's evil.
You've never had deep fried Oreos.
I've never have. It was a good experience, but...
Because Oreos are vegan.
They are, but they're junk food vegan. But
all junk food vegan. That threw me some.
Of course, I spoiled myself because I usually try to keep it super healthy. But they were great.
Yes. Yeah. And they have the creme brulee. People swear by it. It's terrific.
Yeah, that's what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, they were terrific. It's great. 1253 Vine Street. I always mess up the address. Yeah. 1253 Vine Street. They have a new restaurant in Culver City. Where's that in Culver City?
It's in City Terrace.
City Terrace and also Toronto, Canada for our Canadian listeners because we do have a worldwide audience.
And let's mention the staff is always so friendly and lovely and accommodating.
Because most restaurant staff, and I worked in restaurants, it sucks.
Yeah, they're dicks.
But this restaurant staff's good. And one more sponsor, one that was thrust upon me a few weeks ago that I had no idea about. But I like it. Seven Leaves CBD. Now we were talking about now I have the Mordi's attention because we're talking CBD. So listen to this now. Seven Leaves CBD. Go use the promo code MOB for free shipping. The website is www.7leavescbd.com. Now I was reading today when I was supposed to be working. I was reading today how CBD oil has been used goes back thousands of years to ancient China.
Wow.
For as a remedy. And this is why Seven Leaves CBD is different. Unique vapor extraction process. Only two ingredients in their oil. It's organically Colorado-grown hemp, so you know that's good. Mm. Responsibly sourced organic MCT oil. Terpene-rich and bottled in blue Myron glass, which keeps the product potent and extends shelf life. They have two products, two different salves, cayenne peppermint, which is what I have. And you can feel that cayenne and the peppermint.
Wow.
And lavender... Calendula, is that what you have?
That's what I have, yeah.
And you like that?
I like it because I really like lavender thingies. I'm like, put it on my lips before I go to bed, even
okay.
Asleep. Yeah.
All right. I haven't done that with the cayenne peppermint, but maybe I will. maybe that'll attract
some
ladies.
Spice.
Yes. Other products, they have two. Oh, yeah. So they also have a tattoo spray, which is amazing shit. Easy way to heal tattoos and help deal with pain. And there's a pet CBD coming soon.
Nice.
So. Yeah, Hannah was supposed to come to the Cannibal Corpse concert, but those concert the Ticketmaster fees
was fucking ridiculous.
Now, what was the Ticketmaster fee for Cannibal Corpse?
It was the tickets were supposed to be $38, and then at checkout it came up to like $70-some.
So the
Well,
they got tax. I don't know what they're taxing for.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that. I'm sorry, but Slayer, I would pay that. You're not fucking Slayer.
No, first off, I wouldn't pay that for I wouldn't pay that for a Mortis fucking concert. I don't pay full price for concert tickets. I haven't for years. Ticketmaster's a joke. Live Nation's a joke. I don't do it. No. I go to the arena that night. Somebody's gonna be selling tickets, and you'll always find something that's cheap. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't let my fans pay that much. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Even no matter how famous I get, no, because then you're losing your fans. The ones that should be there won't be there.
You say that, but once you, when you go, first off, I don't blame Campbell Corpse. They have nothing to do with it.
No, but it's Ticketmaster, they're evil. They're the devil.
Yeah, so don't hate when you're famous, but... you're going to be, you know, Live Nation, Ticketmaster, whoever's doing AXS, whoever's going to be doing tickets at the time, is going to be doing your tickets. They're going to be setting those fees. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, they're like the cock blocker.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not a fan of the band, but I'm a fan of what they tried to do. Pearl Jam tried.
Yeah.
And they failed.
Yeah. Look where they are now.
They're still selling out all over the world.
Yes. So,
there you go. And their ticket fees, I'm sure, are disastrous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen Pearl Jam recently? Is this a sore subject? What's going on?
I love Pearl Jam. I just wasn't a fan of the last album that came out, but still the prices are still too much.
Really? Yeah. My thing with Pearl Jam is I think Eddie Vedder's a good singer, but the band just doesn't rock to me.
They sold out.
Okay.
They forgot everything.
Cannibal Corpse sold out too.
No, but the anger's gone.
Oh, you
mean
they sold out?
Like, they sold out.
They're in their 50s. What anger are they supposed to have?
I don't know. But
were they angry to begin with? I never thought they were angry. They were just sort of more contemplative.
There's a lot of 50-year-old men that are still raging out heavy songs.
Oh, yeah,
come
just
on.
Go to the rainbow. You can see it. We're going to...
No, we're talking successful musicians. We're not talking...
There's some successful...
The guys that hang
out
the rainbow there are 50 years old. I think they're in a Skid Row video wearing spandex pants, showing off their...
There's going to be a big crowd of them coming after the dirt. They're going to be like, oh, look at him, Tommy Lee now. I'm going to go on eBay and buy some...
Not again.
Spandex, right?
I don't know about that. Mm-mm. I don't think so. I don't think...
There's going to be a bunch of copycats. There's already copycats there now. Watching the dirt is going to be like people watching at the rainbow, but from your own home.
It's going to do it with...
I don't think people are going to be... I don't think 20-year-olds are going to be donning wigs and...
You never know.
Haircuts.
The craft
jokers.
Effect.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
The craft effect.
What's,
come on.
Yeah.
After the movie The Craft, how many fake witches were there? And then what was that other
now
one?
Now it's cool again.
And then they brought the coven from American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And then everywhere, every goth was dressing like the girls from the show.
It's like, I did that in high school and you made fun of me. Right. I look at you on Facebook.
Right.
Right.
Well, so we're already in a freewheeling discussion. I don't know how we got to Pearl Jam to American Horror Story to The Craft. This is Mortis. Mortis the Devil's Reject. Now, why did the Devil reject you? I think that's the first question we got to ask.
How are
you too hardcore for the Devil? That's what I want to know.
I had the way everything went in my life. I hit a really bottom low, and some of my friends turned their back on me. I got stabbed in the back by those I thought were the closest to me, even my own band that I was in at the time.
Right.
And
was that name Mortis, or was it a different name?
It was a different name.
What's the band? Should we talk about?
No, we don't talk about them.
Okay. Was this in L.A. or was this somewhere else?
It was out here.
Okay.
For those that do know, it was Vestal Sin.
Okay.
And we're touring for about 2 years, and a lot of bad stuff happened, and I leave it at that, but each their own. However, it got to the point where even, that thought of, it's like, I'm not good enough even for the Devil. Nothing is good enough right now. You know, all my shit's gone, and even the Devil would walk up to me and go, dude, you're on your own. So, between that, and then I'm a huge fan of Rob Zombie.
Right.
And Devil's Rejects is the ones who just do it on their own, just do all that. They have, no matter what they do, they have that survival instinct.
Okay, so you ripped off Rob Zombie. He didn't rip you off.
Well, he did the whole White Zombie thing, so.
Right. Oh, he did rip you off?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. I'm not saying you ripped him off. I mean, you are the Devil's Reject. He had the Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
So you're singular, he's plural. I get that, but... But you got the Devil's Rejects after the movie, the Devil's Rejects. Okay.
I had a band right before that I was trying to make before I was doing this music.
Right.
And the band was going to be called The Devil's Reject. And it didn't work out, but I took the songs that I had and I made some new ones. And then we just went through it. And then about 2 months ago, I was starting to get some backlash because originally it was just Mortis.
Right.
And yes, there's a Mortis over in Norway. I believe he's amazing. I love his music. We've talked a couple times, not a lot, but and I didn't want to have that confusion to continue on.
Right.
So I just added the Devil's Reject to it, and it just seemed to work, and it took away quicker than I could.
Right. No, that's great. No, we had a show when Hannah was having her birthday party at the Rainbow, and how was that?
I was actually really hungover and sick from the night before, so I kind of just chilled in the corner. But it was fun.
Were there 20-year-old boys in spandex and wigs?
Yeah, always.
Okay. So, back over here. Anyway, so the night that she had her birthday party, we had a show at the CIA, and you did your thing,
right?
My apologies about what happened there. Thanks. Although I will tell you, there were people that were on their way out. You got on late about midnight, and you started, and they went back in and said, "What the? You know, they checked out the show. You definitely do put on a show."
Yeah, everyone was complaining that certain people said to close it down early and other stuff, but
I don't know what happened with that, and I apologize.
It happens sometimes, you know, but everyone was really positive about it and it drew them back in, and I appreciated the fact that even they were like, dude, give them one more song, you know.
Oh yeah, no, they really wanted it. So and I was reading about you, and Hannah, I sent you a song. What did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah,
I did.
It says that you your description, it says you combine metal with southern rock.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear Molly Hatchet.
No,
and,
not like
Leonard
that.
Skinner and stuff like that. In
more
your music.
Southern outlaw country.
Okay.
I grew up in, believe it or not, in the honky tonks of Bakersfield and out in Antelope Valley in the back bars, and
you know what? I believe it.
Yeah.
I bet. Sorry to let you know. But, I believe that.
And they listened to a lot of honky tonk.
Yeah.
And then I discovered the greats, you know, and I was a huge fan of Waylon's, Hank.
Right.
Just all of that. It was inbred in my life, and I loved metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up Alice Cooper.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about your influences because it's a strange. But you were like right in Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam country.
Yeah.
And you like that stuff?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I love ballads, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've never heard you sing a ballad.
Oh, that's right, because we got cut.
Yeah. So you had a ballad coming up. And I saw it at the Jellyfest, but I don't recall a ballad.
No, this one I'm playing a lot more because we're getting ready to do a video for it for a charity for mental health awareness.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
We'll talk about that, but I will tell you that the one thing on your stage show that I did not ignore is right to your left, which is Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, and you are Mrs. Mortis, I guess. Now, are you guys married? Are you guys?
Yes, we're married. We are married.
Okay, great. Good for you guys. Now, how did you meet this lovely young lady?
That's a funny story.
I'd love to hear it.
Yes, as I.
I met her on Facebook, back in August 2015, and just through the random people I know that knew her. And we didn't talk too much. And I had this girl I was seeing break up with me.
Right.
And there's a lot of bad stuff that happened, but we started talking.
Right.
Well, we decided we're both gypsies of fate. I have a huge background in gypsy culture. My families are Romanian gypsies from Transylvania. And it just kind of dwindles in there. And she has a little background in magic, too. And our thoughts were, everything's just clicking too well. So let's roll the dice and try something spooky. Why don't you just come out here, or I'll come out there, and we'll live together and try it.
Now, where was there? Where was she living?
She was living in Chicago.
Okay.
And she chose here.
Okay.
And we decided, all right, cool. She moved right in with me. Mm-hmm. I was living with my mom because we're still taking care of a lot of different things. And
player.
Yeah. And right.
Come on, LA. Live with me and my mom.
Right.
It was better than living honest. In Chicago with my mother at the time.
My brother was in Chicago.
Oh, you were living with your brother?
Huh?
You were living with your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She needed help finances and stuff, so I moved in to help her.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice of you. And I can tell by that groan, we're not going to talk about your mother anymore. So go ahead, please. On with the story.
And she said, screw it. And she bought it, sold all her stuff at the apartment and got her plane ticket, flew out here. She came out here the day after New Year's. I picked her up at LAX.
Right.
And she tackled me and pushed me against the wall. I was holding a huge sign that said Morticia.
Aww.
Right.
And that was the first meeting. And she just ran down the area. It was like a really cheesy, like, 80s film. Like,
yeah, I was going to say.
It was really weird. It was like Adams meets, yeah. It's weird.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You have Mark Zuckerberg to thank for your relationship.
She snorts.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Snorts. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
She's so cute, she can snort.
Right.
Like me, if I snorted, people would leave the room. But she,
right.
She, yeah. She's obviously a beautiful woman, and she can snort.
Very right. beautiful.
So you, so, oh, I'm sorry?
She is very beautiful for YouTube viewers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yes.
And shame on you if you're only listening.
Well, the YouTube viewers can see that. The ones that are listening, I have yeah. to think. Describe her, Hannah, please.
She's very beautiful features, beautiful blue eyes, beautiful red hair, dressed gorgeous, has a veil over
right.
her face. Nice skin.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to describe women, you know.
Well, describe like, Mortis. I
describe. Your turn.
No. You could describe men. Describe this dude for our radio audience.
Maybe I'm just bad at that in general. I don't know.
I don't know. He just put me on the spot. That's all it is.
Yeah.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. I'm trying to engage people, have a four-way conversation. I got my hair cut, and see, I used to have the bald look because I shaved my head. So I was trying to kind of split the difference because I like having hair, but people are like, oh, you know, like I said, I shaved my head. People are like, it suits you, which I don't know what the fuck that means, if that's good or bad. So I shaved it on the sides. And then with the fuckboy haircut, as Hannah says. Now, you have the inverse. You're bald on top. You have bats tattooed on your head. And you have dreadlocks from, like, the nape of, or I don't know what you call it.
That's up at the top, down to the back.
Yeah, yeah. So, which is an interesting way to, you know, to deal with male pattern baldness. But how did this come about?
Well, I had, like, really long, as my friends would put it, the Bret Michaels hair. It was just there. And
metal.
My first show back, I put my bandana on, did my whole thing, and right. I looked at the photos, and I hated it. I didn't want to be that person no more that was in the past from the other music I did. I didn't want to have that reflection.
I've seen some pictures.
Yeah.
And did he have that when you met him?
No, mm-hmm. He had the beautiful long hair when I met him. He did that after we got married.
A
week before the wedding, he did that while I was at work one night and surprised me, and I came home to it.
To the Bret Michaels or to this?
To this.
Oh, okay. And did you threaten to leave or...?
No, I just smoked just a quiet. Big old bowl, a couple bowls and did a couple dabs, and I was okay and turned on Rick and Morty. I was like, okay, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you were saying.
So I had this, like, you ever look at yourself in the mirror and you're like trying to think of something, and I could feel like the ghost of my image tapping me on the shoulder saying, mm-hmm. hey. And I'd look and I had this, it was a full makeup look, and I drew it out. She goes, what's that? And I go, I kind of want to do this look.
Right.
And she kind of ripped it up, looked at me, and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
But I got permission, told her I'm going to do it. And she goes, okay. And I did it, and she came home and thought I was going to do it the next day and give her at least one more day. But no, that didn't happen.
Right.
She got to keep the locks, though. And
well, that's so nice of you.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's the best I can do.
Right.
And I decided I'm going to do this for this album.
When you shave your pubes, do you give it to her, too? Or?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
That's all right.
Have you done that?
What? I can give them to you next time if you really want.
Good. We're kind of turning into a soft talk episode.
Right? Buy my pubes for $5.
This show kind of does.
That's the first thing I thought when he said you shave your pubes. I'm thinking, what?
All I can think of is the pubes South Park. And the chili from South Park.
By the way, I don't know if you caught this, Lillian. I'm a comedian. I'm trying to make people laugh, and that's part of the show.
It's working.
Oh, good. Thank you. And you were... And I forgot my. Did you finish the story?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We were talking about
your hair.
Yeah, your hair.
No, you had a vision. This was a vision.
And
that
was the vision. So I went and did it.
Right.
I was inspired by the old Egyptian and like spiritual shamans.
Right.
And since my family's Romanian Gypsy, there's a path of that to walk, and it helps you calm and release of everything, let go of all every you know things that was bothering you and the problems. So it was an easy way to part and do my way.
So how did your family go from Transylvania to Bakersfield? That's a good...
It was a long time ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd say...
That seems like a lateral move.
They left from Romania to the worst place. They got caught up in the Holocaust times. And there's a couple of my family members that have tattoos, and they passed not too long ago. But yeah. And they went from there to here. And most of my family was in Chicago and Michigan and then moved to California.
Right. So you have the Midwest connection...
Yeah.
with you.
Uh-huh.
So what was it like now? Gotcha. I'm going back on you because you don't have the Midwest accent. Because I did a Gothic festival in Chicago, and it was so much fun. Because, like, every goth girl had a Midwest accent. Like, I was talking to dominatrixes, and they're like, I like to spank that East.
I'm originally from Michigan, so.
Okay, well, that's even worse. But, but you went from Michigan to Chicago, so you're a Midwest girl.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, I would imagine that you've always been March to Your Own Drummer, pale, goth.
Believe
metal.
It or not,
nope.
I wanted to, but I was never allowed to while growing up. Not to mention, I was homeschooled and raised in an apostolic church household.
What's apostolic?
You know those crazy church people that speak in tongues and run around the church all crazy?
That's like everybody in church. No,
apostolic Pentecostal.
Oh, these all Pentecostals. Okay,
all Pentecostals.
All right.
Yeah, old school, skirts only, no makeup.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, but skirts make easy access.
Right. And let me guess. True. I'm gonna guess with you because I say this to every beautiful woman that comes on the show, and Hannah will tell you I try to book a lot of them. When you were in school, you were so ugly and nobody liked you, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I was the outcast.
Bullshit. I never believe it. I never ever believe it. No boys were interested in you.
Nope. I was one of the, I always got picked on because I always wanted to read the spooky books or the witchy books in the library. So because of that, and then I would get like food thrown at me. Witch girl.
Really?
Yeah. What's really funny though is one time, one girl that was really fucking with me, she slammed my head in the locker and I told her, watch out, something bad, really bad's going to happen to you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, she was sick in the hospital with some kind of flu that was non-treatable.
Good for you.
I didn't do it.
Karma's a bitch.
You just put it out there in the universe.
Yeah.
Saved a lot of other girls from getting bullied.
Yeah.
Right. It sucks being bullied and it stays with you.
And I got bullied also because, too. You know, I was friends with all the football players because I preferred playing sports over hanging with girls. So.
Oh, so you were hanging out with all the jock boys and the jock boys liked you.
And the goth boys.
Okay, so that's an uneasy alliance.
I guess you could say I was like a peacemaker. We just all smoke and everything was fine.
Nice, nice. And that's good. So, but I can't imagine you. Now, were you aware of his music when you added him on Facebook?
I mean, when I first started talking to him, I had no clue about any of his music. I had no idea who he actually was. Right. I just saw this amazing, sexy rock star god on my Facebook. I'm like, I'm going to wait to see if you ever pop up single, and then I'm going to make my move.
Did you? You really did that? Wow.
She plots awesome. Like that.
Really? Because mine has said single for forever. Actually, it doesn't say single. I always, every April 1st, I put like some weird, like, I'm in a civil union. It's complicated. I'm in a homosexual relationship. Like weird shit. Maybe I should. Maybe people are waiting for me to be single. With my rock star looks, and maybe not.
You got the fuckboy haircut now.
I don't know. Huh? What's that?
You got the fuckboy haircut now.
I got the fuckboy, yeah. Well, Lillian doesn't like it either, so. I know I fucked up the design.
You could just put that little douchebag chin line.
No,
too.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Make him really
the only girls
like
he's going to get then are the ones that just want to fuck him for his money.
Yeah, and then you're going to start saying,
And I have no money.
Then you're just screwed.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
No, not really.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for the dating advice. So, but have you always wanted to go to LA?
I've always, actually, for like 10 years, I've been wanting to come out here, and the universe finally lined it up. I've just felt a pull to come out here almost my whole life.
Right. The Midwest accent's starting to come out now.
When she gets really stressed or really angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen Sweet Home Alabama?
No.
Yeah, I have. Okay.
When she gets really angry, she's just like,
yeah.
It's funny.
What is that? I don't even know.
Like full-on Southern Belle.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Like even,
the draw kicks in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Even with me, when I'm really drunk
but she's not from the South.
Mad, my Alaskan accent comes out.
So. Are you from the South?
My family is actually from Alabama and Tennessee.
Okay. So, yeah. Why are y'all fucking with me? That kind
right?
of thing. Yeah. Y'all better take a walk and come back. I'm not having it.
Yeah. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah.
It happens. One of my girlfriends, when she gets fired up, her Belizean accent comes out, and it's like, what word did you come from?
Yeah, no, that's... trust me, the worst is the Australian accent. Ooh, you don't want that. You don't want an angry Australian.
I've never seen an angry Australian. I've always seen a drunk and happy Australian.
I'll call up my ex-girlfriend. We'll talk about it. But,
oh.
Oh, yes. So Mortis, so you, unlike, and the first time I saw you live was at the Green Jelly Fest.
That was awesome.
In Whittier.
That was a trip.
That was fun. That was
a trip.
Well, it was weird because they had, I walked in, Dangerous DR Friend was performing. Mm-hmm. Very out there sideshow performer. The people stapling shit to his body and stuff. You came on, you got a whole theatrical show now. You had more props at my show. You had the throne, you had all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But you had props for that, very theatrical. But you could just come out yourself, unlike other metal bands. You just come out yourself.
Yeah.
You got the music all pre-done, which I'm sure you did all yourself. Yeah. And have you gotten any flack from, other metal bands, like, you're not really playing instruments?
Nope. In fact, even the people that were starting to talk trash when I was recording it the way I was, all was silenced when the album was put out. They tried to trash talk me for writing my own music, trying to record it on my own, publish it, master it, and everything. And I've done everything 100% all my own.
Right.
And they're all quiet right now.
Right.
And I have now in the works, once this album comes out next month, already the other album set, and right. I have people that want to jump on that album and guest star on it.
Such as?
I can't talk about it right now.
Right. Okay.
But I will let you know.
Are you going to let them guest star? You're like, no, I'm doing it all myself.
No, they can guest star.
Okay, good.
No, they're going to show up. They're going to record it down, and if they want to come out to the show, they can play it live, but they get to guest star on the album and have all the credit for what they wrote.
Okay. Now, are these famous musicians? Are these semi-famous?
Some of them are semi-famous, and some are doing tours right now.
Okay. All right. I'll get it out of them. Before the end of the show, I'm going to get it out of them.
Probably. I want to talk about the dolls.
Okay. All right. Please. Please.
Maybe we should show them.
Okay. Here's the dolls.
So how did you get started on the dolls, and where did your science come from, and is that human hair?
Yes.
Yes. No. Awesome.
Well, now we know what happened to the top of his hair.
No.
And his pubes.
No. That's actually just imitation fur. Mm. I've always liked creating. I have been a painter and an artist a long time. Went to college for it. Did theater for the longest time, along with music, band, orchestra. My artwork has always been dark. I love, there's just fascination with it. And I've made dolls here and there, but with the new stuff coming up with our music, I want to make dolls that I can sell. And mm-hmm. I'm making prototypes and ones that are custom. This one is a custom order. Mm-hmm. This one is my little friend. He's the little baby demon. Likes mm-hmm. to say hi.
Does he have a certain name for this one?
No, he's just my little friend.
Okay.
Yes.
And
it's like my little pony, little demon. Right?
There's six different ones. The other one I have is Wolf Wolf over there.
Oh. He's cuddly.
And it's just several variations of just a little werewolf baby.
Mm-hmm. Adorable.
I think Hannah's wants to know how much these sell for.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I still sleep with dolls. I do
too. Good. That's why they make them.
Yeah, so
she there you go. Well, you do sleep with him, so.
Hey.
I'm amazing.
Right. I'm a doll.
No. how much do these go for if you're going to a motor show?
Depends on which ones are there. They range anywhere between $10 to $50. Mm-hmm. Some of them are a little bit more expensive due to the customness of it and other things that have to be done to it.
You're more offensive than these?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the most
offensive doll that you have?
Well, not offensive, just the way it goes. Like right now, the most worst one?
The nun.
Would be the nun, or would it be the teddy bear?
The nun.
I made a doll.
Nuns always trump teddy bears.
It's a porcelain doll, and her face is all demonic. There's blood coming down her face. She's in her nun cowls. There's blood all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Her feet are covered in blood, and she's carved up with engravings and pentagrams all over her body.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that, because before you said that, I thought, oh, menstruating nun. But
that's
no.
What I was thinking too.
Yes, great minds think alike.
Right.
But no, so yes, a demon sacrifice nun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty offensive. So what's the teddy bear?
Yeah, what's the teddy bear?
It's this teddy bear that it's just a huge mouth. Mm-hmm. And then where the eyes would be is where the mouth starts, and it comes all the way around to the bottom of his belly, and he's just smiling with claws.
Oh, okay. Aww. That's not offensive.
It's just, he's like, it's I'm teeth, hungry. Teeth,
that's
teeth, teeth, teeth.
Oh, multiple sets of teeth.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. And obviously you have the show. And so do you incorporate these dolls? I mean, I saw a couple of them on stage.
Sometimes I bring them with so people can see them. I'm going to be trying to make small little ones and just the regular ones. And then once everything works out, I can make custom orders or just bring a bunch to a show and then sell them here and there.
So what was your first instrument since you play them all? I'm assuming.
My first instrument? I learned how to play the clarinet when I was a kid.
Right. The first rock and roll instrument.
Though. Oh, rock and roll. So, yeah, be clarify that, man.
Yeah, not the recorder, not the, the triangle.
I'm sure if you tried hard enough, you can make it rock and roll.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull does. Right? Jethro Tull, first off, does not play a clarinet.
Rock me on the dais.
And I'm sorry to all our classic rock fans out there. Jethro Tull sucks. But go ahead.
Well, you know.
My friend.
Just an example, okay?
Take us a break.
Wind instruments.
Yeah.
I'd say the one I really learned the first time with no issues was a bass.
Okay.
I picked up bass pretty quick, and then...
And how old were you when you started with the bass?
I'd say about 9. I had a friend of mine that had one. And then...
That's a big instrument for a 9-year-old.
It's just had nothing else to do.
No, you're in Bakersfield.
No, Palmdale, I think. Yeah, Palmdale at the time.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at your stage show, and I'm assuming just off the top of my head, some of your influences are Alice Cooper, as you mentioned.
I love Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Kiss.
Kiss is amazing.
Marilyn Manson.
Of course.
And Rob Zombie.
I love Rob Zombie. I got to meet and play with one of my mentors, people I looked up to in music, Wednesday 13, a couple
right,
of times.
Right.
And that was awesome. And he was one of the other things that just kept going, you know. Mm-hmm. If he could keep going and do it on his own and then for a while do it all on his own.
Right.
Then why couldn't I do something like that?
That's what.
And then people like Voltaire.
Yeah, I love Voltaire.
I love Voltaire and I love his music. And if they can do that, what's stopping me?
Right. And you came to this realization when you had that fallout with the man. Did you come to that realization before?
Maybe the band's
holding me back.
She had enough of me not making music anymore.
Okay.
And she kicked me in the ass and had a long talk with me. And I sat down and I planned how I would do this. How can I do this on my own? How can I record it? What do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person, the way I was raised, you just go out, you don't go out and buy everything you need. You don't go out and buy all this expensive stuff.
Right.
So I went the cheap route, got the best one that could work for me at the price I could afford. I looked for computers and other stuff on Facebook, in Craigslist.
Well, you met her on Facebook. Why not?
Right. It's working out great. So
seems to be.
And I put together a cheap, inexpensive, full studio for under $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I recorded my whole entire album on it.
That's great.
And the album decided to be more of an art one, to where we experimented in mono instead of doing it in stereo, do it in the old way,
okay.
Make it mono. And then every sound that was done through it, if I didn't have it, I did it like they did in the old days. I would record the sound. I would make the sound. Then I would digitize it into my computer, into my keyboard, and then play it that way.
So what's the weirdest sound that you couldn't make with a traditional instrument?
I wouldn't say a traditional instrument, but one of my songs, Shovels, which is also about bullying, is 90% beatbox.
Okay.
And I did a lot of different beatboxing for it, sounds, and then I used different techniques like blowing through like tubes and other things like that. And then I distorted it after that, and that whole entire track is all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you're losing Hannah because, you know, beatboxing, but it's... But trust me, it's all metal. It's all metal.
I've been told it's like early Nine Inch Nails.
Right. Well, and he's somebody that did everything
that's
himself.
That's another thing I thought about too. I was like, well, he didn't have all these things back then, so how did he do it? Well, he had to go record this stuff and then make it that way.
Right. Right. And you know, Prince and other people that are just the one man bands.
You grew up metal and grunge. You got to do it the old ways.
Yes. Yes. And I hear all these things about mono and stereo and, you know, vinyl's better and all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I didn't think too much of it. And then I'm going to go back to grunge. Keep your eyes glazed over, Hannah. Smashing Pumpkins reissued Adore, which is my favorite Smashing Pumpkins album.
Okay.
They did a mono mix, and it sounds so much better.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Because you're not 100% trying to over and over and over mix it, and then trying to get everything for both sides. It's like, you ever go watch a movie that was perfect the way it was,
yeah,
and then they make the HD 4K, and it's so crisp that it looks like British television.
Mm-hmm.
Some things just should be left the way they are.
Yeah, it just looks weird. They move weird.
Right. Well, it's weird because some of it, because the special effects, they're designed for the picture not to be perfect.
Yeah.
And if you make the picture perfect, you can see the wires. You can see,
all the flaws.
Oh, too. Yeah. Well, that's why porno was rejected HD for a long time. So you can see all the zits and all the other shit.
Right.
But, yeah. But no, I digress.
Really? You're going to watch porn and be looking for zits?
Yeah, right.
You never look for zits. They just appear. But I don't watch a lot of porn. I'm just saying.
That could go down a really bad road.
But go right ahead.
No.
No, we're talking mono and stereo. We're talking audiophilia here. We're talking...
Audiophilia.
Yes, we are talking mono, stereo, mixing, doing everything yourself. Now, are you going to be going mono in the future?
Well, this one was just for mono. I'm going to do slight mono for the EP coming out in October.
Now, what's slight mono?
Or there'll be maybe a song or two that experiments with stereo.
Right.
Because the second album, which releases October next year.
Okay. 2020?
We'll have all stereo experimentals through it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to put that on vinyl?
I really want to.
Really?
I really want to, but I saw how much it's going to cost, so I have to do some things first.
Really? I thought they were making it cheap to put on vinyl. I guess they priced it out now. Corporate America had the whole of it.
Yeah, and it's popular right now, so if something's popular, they're going to make the prices go all the way up.
Most places are charging like $2,000, and you have to buy 200 or you can't do an order.
That's ridiculous.
And so you have to find the ones that do it as a specialty, and those are hard to find unless you know somebody.
So if anybody out there, is listening that can hook it up.
Exactly. All over the world. Yeah. I don't. This is every, by the way, for all your audio files, this is what every album sounds like on vinyl.
Agreed.
I put that behind like two of my songs too.
Right. But then you get a CD, it just sounds like the song.
Right.
Or streaming or whatever.
She dances to one of the songs in one of her very well-known dances called The Bloodbath, which she was going to do that night, right. But we got cut short.
Did you do The Bloodbath at the Jellyfest?
No.
Oh, please. Well, tell us about The Bloodbath.
Yeah. Who's your inspiration behind dancing and fashion?
Oh, wow.
See,
well, forget my question. Answer that. That's a good question.
Yeah, because you amazing style.
I'm stuck in the 90s.
Good. If you're going to get stuck anywhere, that's a good place to be stuck.
Yeah. Growing up, like I said, it all goes back to how I wanted to look growing up, and I couldn't. And now I'm like, okay, I can do this now.
Yeah.
And I'm in the place where I can, and I'm like, ooh, I get to have fun and play dress up every day.
Yeah.
Yay. But your dance, I've seen you got a lot of dancing gigs coming up.
I have a few, yes. I recently just did the LA Vampire Ball. That was amazing. I'm still very, very thankful to Sebastian and Joy for hooking that up for
me. We've had Sebastian on the show. I missed this one. I went to the one last year. How was it this year?
It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
My first time up was like 10, 15 minutes after I got there because it was running late. Everybody was.
And well, they're vampires. They don't get out of LA.
My first time up on the thing on the box, right at the beginning, I was like so nervous and shaky. I couldn't I was trying to
really
function. Yeah.
Did they make you custom fangs for the show?
They offered. However, at the time, I just needed to get paid instead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were going to pay in fags.
Yeah.
That's Father Sebastian.
LA. I'm okay with that. I would have been 100% okay with it if I didn't need the finances at the time.
I hear you.
But I got asked to come back next year and do it again. And this gig ended up landing me the possible go-go gig at Batcave this weekend.
Possible?
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm dancing as a guest go-go dancer this weekend.
Okay.
And then if it goes well, then I might have a possible permanent spot with them.
Okay, because I love Batcave, so I'm probably gonna swing by. I got some.
You should. You should totally.
I got a show earlier, but I think I'm gonna swing by.
Yeah,
come
hang out.
It's not like we're not gonna be there all night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hang out. You've never been to Batcave, have you?
It's my first time, actually.
I think I went once with my friend. She was set up on a blind date and didn't go well, so we exited pretty quick. So.
The blind date was at Batcave?
Yeah, with her. So we always bring a girlfriend along and. We kind of ran out the back. Yeah. So we didn't get to really see it or enjoy it.
She flies all the way from Chicago to LA by herself, and then you go on dates with friends.
It wasn't me. It was my friend. She was on a date.
But you were chaperoning.
So? Designated driver, and I had to go have my fun in the corner. She goes, has hers. Girls have to do that. And it's kind of dangerous, too, just meeting a stranger off the internet.
Well, yeah. I was going to say I wouldn't meet a girl on Backhead, but I did, and I went out with her for a year and a half. So
there you go.
Anyway, so.
What happened with that?
I lost her to Renaissance Fair, but that's a long story. Oh. That happens. So we'll talk Renaissance Fair. Don't worry about it. I can tell you guys are nerds. But anyway, so yeah. Well, that's great. No, yeah. Were you burlesque dancing in Chicago?
No, I started that last year before we got married in October before we left out with the Untamed Babes Burlesque.
Okay.
And they were kind enough to let me join in, and they loved me so much. They're like, we want to keep you. Be our goth girl. I'm like, okay.
But have you always danced? I mean, you have
fun with dancing? I've been dancing, adult entertainer dancing for about 15, almost 16 years.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. I've done a few pole competitions back east. That was fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had competitions like that.
Yeah,
she's magnificent.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I've seen you dance, at your show, which is and it's hypnotizing. Yeah. I gotta be honest.
Club Harris, they had me, and I did the bloodbath there. You missed that one.
I know. Don't worry. There's plenty. Now I'm on the mortars train. You'll be seeing me a lot of shows. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll be coming as well.
Yay! Yeah.
Yes. Well, you got two, possibly three new fans here.
Yes.
Fans and everybody might come on these days. But so
spread the plague.
No, but tell me.
I like that.
How did you do the pole contest? How did you do on those?
I would either get third or second once or twice. I only did it once at my home club back in Michigan because all the girls were like, "You need to do it," and I'm like, "Fine."
So how do you get into a burlesque troupe? Like you just they knew you from you had a friend that was with you
friend of mine was working with them as a stage kitten, and they were short a girl performer from one of the shows.
Right.
And she's like, "Hey, do you want to be a guest performer?" Blah blah blah.
Right.
I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?"
Yeah.
And it just went really well, and they were like loved me so much they just kept me around.
And now, you came out like you said 2015, right? How long before you put her into the show?
First, we agreed there'd be stages of how it all worked. So I was testing how the shows worked, then putting new props in. And then once I got the rhythm of the show, she's been practicing at home with me for certain songs to bring on stage.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And then we're going to have other friends that we know in the dancing community that are going to guest dance at certain shows. So there's going to be more people on the stage working the full routine with the full show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I have a concert coming up that's going to have some brothers of mine, very close musical family, R. Frankenstein guest appearing in a song with me.
Oh.
On stage.
I told you I'd get it out of them. Okay.
One day coming up later. And then Ryan, who is on his also solo project, Ryan Frankenstein.
Right.
They're going to be playing with me also.
That's great.
So they're going to guess that. There's a song of mine called The Night He Came to Town.
Right.
And a lot of people really like it for its brutality. Mm-hmm. And I asked Ryan and Chase them. I'm like, "Hey, would you like to sing here and throw a nice little bass line on stage with me one day?" And they're like, "Yes." Mm-hmm. I says, "All right, let's make this happen." So you'll get to see that sometime in the future.
I look forward to it. That I think that's the show. That's the song I sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you liked it.
I did.
I was thinking about her dancing for a second, but where do you want? I mean, where do you want to go with this? I mean, where do you think you can go with this?
I've been asked to do 5 different tours already, and I have to see which ones I can do.
Right.
One tour wants to take me down the Southern Belt, up and around to Chicago, and then back home. The other one wants me to go with them all West Coast, and another one wants me to do the full circle. The other sets want me to do a tour in Mexico, and then I have 2 bands in Europe that want me to tour with them next year.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, I could see your – I mean, I could see it happening here, but I could see really in Europe and South America it really going over because – and maybe you have some insight on this since you are a Romanian gypsy. Why is metal so popular in Europe and South America, probably exponentially so, than in America?
Honestly, it's more brutal than American metal.
Yeah.
And with some genres, just please go back to your roots and be a little bit more heavier. Stop selling out.
Yeah, and those countries are less depressed as well.
Less depressed?
Yeah, they're happier, even though the weather's kind
they're of happier?
Terrible. Yeah, they did.
Have you been in South America lately?
No, I'm talking about over in like Europe.
Have you been to some places in Europe lately?
Have you been to America lately?
Yeah, but I mean, there's want to
no, there Americans was, are spoiled.
They, oh, yeah. They're spoiled, self-entitled.
I hate humans.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all do. But interesting. So I'm trying to think. Yeah, but you're probably going to tour the States before you go abroad.
I want to test out the waters, hit a couple of venues. I got places and bands already hitting me up everywhere like, dude, when you come out here, we'll play with you. In fact, it was really funny. I wrote to one of my idols in more of like a southern metal rock band called Texas Hippie Coalition.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I wrote him. I wrote his personal page because we were friends. And I was like, hey.
The big fat guy, right?
Yeah, the big guy. I love his – oh, his vocals are amazing.
Right.
And I told him, you know
– I'm just saying I relate, but go ahead.
I was saying if I'm ever out there – I'd love to come see one of your shows. I'm a big fan. I love your music, man. He's like, all right, cool. Yeah. And I says, I'm supposed to be doing a festival out there sometime soon. He says, well, if you're ever out here, let me know. And I says, all right. And I jokingly wrote, I'll buy you a drink and we'll talk. And he says, go ahead. Send me your music, by the way.
Right.
And then he writes me back. He says, I totally dig it. If you're ever out here and you can hop on a show, let me know and we'll talk about it.
Sweet.
And I love that part of it too, because with the way my music is, if you listen to the whole album, I can do the lower shows with some of the more southern rock and metal people. I can do the heavier shows with my industrial friends and the metal fans. And I can do just the basic show with everyone else. I can go wherever I want to with it. And since it's only me and her, I don't have to go through a whole entire band and ask, hey, do you guys have this time off to go do this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then have the people who are no longer devoted be like, well, dude, I got to do this and this and this. Mm-hmm. I figure if a label really likes me and wants to pick me up later, they can help me put a band and do the road.
Plus, you never get your stuff stolen.
Right.
I mean, how many bands have had their gear stolen?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But that's great. So, how heavy are you into the occult? Let's get down to it. Let's talk Satan.
Is
this bullshit? Is this just a stage image, or are you really
into
it?
Well, you can come to our house. I got a coffin in every room. My bed is an actual coffin. We have 2 altars full of crystals, rocks, and totems, candles, books on certain type of things, hexes and curses, old spell books, and other little things like that.
Well, I'm saying this in the most respectful way because I don't want you to put a spell on me, but I'm just curious. So you are definitely into the occult. This is not bullshit. This is not an act.
I walk the path of a gypsy.
Right.
Very, very. If someone needs something bad to happen to them, that's their own karma.
Right.
And I'll help. I'll heal. I'll do stuff like that. I don't do a lot of things unless I need to, but I do what I need to. She reads tarot, does full readings. She does chakra alignments. She does healing sessions. And
now
she
you tell me.
Does stuff like that too.
Right. Now you tell me, because we were trying to get a tarot reader for Hannah's birthday. But, are you sensing anything
in
her future?
I'm not trying at the moment.
Okay. if something comes along, please let us know. But no, that's great.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you've got, you align chakras and everything, huh?
Yeah, I align chakras. I do aura cleansings and healings. What a lot of people don't realize is when you do heal chakras, not only are you healing their chakras, but you're absorbing and pulling all that toxic connected throughout the body in what I call chakra veins.
Right.
Yeah.
You pull that all right out.
You pull it all out. And unlike other Reiki healers, I don't pull it into myself. I pull it into a stone or a crystal related to that chakra. And then I cleanse the stone and then replace it to heal it again.
Mm-hmm.
To recharge it.
Mm-hmm. We have a spiritual room for that, too.
Yeah.
A whole entire room set up for that.
So did you have that before you, when you did move in? Or
I've been doing this since I can remember.
No, but I mean, when you moved in with him, did he have, well, when he was with his mom, did he have all this stuff? Or is this recently?
Yes, he did.
Are you still with your mom? I didn't ask.
My mom decided she wanted to move, and we bought the place from her.
Oh, okay.
And it's the place I kind of grew up, but it was a place nevertheless.
Yeah.
And
you guys were a little too loud in the bedroom. She couldn't sleep.
I don't know. Who knows? Neighbors never complain too much.
Yeah.
That's what the ball gag was for.
I was going to get into this, too, because I covered the Satan thing, so I know Hannah was curious about that. Sexually, this must be really freaky. What are you guys into?
There is no talk about sex in any of my songs ever. No. A lot of BDSM.
We're not listening to an album. We're listening to...
I know.
But, I mean, you're obviously a sexy motherfucker, I'm guessing, because
you
moved from Chicago to be with him.
The haircut does work.
Yeah. Hannah, I don't think, is digging the haircut, but she digs the whole middle vibe, though.
No, yeah, you guys definitely have a great connection and vibe, and it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, dancers, they move their body. And you know,
Right. You can see how he is a sexy guy, a rock star. Maybe not. Anyway,
I'm like on a man cleanse right now.
No, but he's spoken for. I'm just being in the abstract. Like all the guys at NAMM that you were drooling over, like that kind of thing.
There was like two, and one was with a girl.
Right. I took her to NAMM, and like all these guys with long hair. It's like, oh my.
It's not just long hair. You gotta have a nice face. It's like you can't take some trashy guy and slap a bunch of tattoos on him and call him attractive.
Well, I have to have tattoos too.
Oh, it's a musician.
Or no. They just do it because the bros, you know, everybody has them now.
The bros.
The bros.
Mm. Bro, the thing to do.
The fuck boys.
Oh, yeah. The ones with the flip flops and the. Yeah, okay.
And the shave sides.
Anyway, shave sides. No, please. No, but anyways.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
How dark do you guys get sexually? Like, are you guys whips, chains, ball gags? I mean, you were joking about ball gags, but.
Well, there's a.
There's the whips, there's the chains, there's the machete.
Wait, how machete? Hold on.
The bamboo stick.
The bokens.
Yeah.
The pole.
Uh-huh.
There's the bolts that go up to the sides that you
can. So I have my little kitty swing.
Yeah, the swing.
Yeah, I was going to ask about swings, and they get spreader bars, all those cool things.
Ask!
He actually made me a swing in the doorway to between our bedroom and our bathroom.
It's like a giant archway.
Yeah.
So, I put the eyelets on there, and you put the sash through it, and the sash is really strong.
Yeah.
And she controls how high she wants to go or low, and she can swing in it like a little kitty.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's like a mini hammock.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's awesome.
Well, but you don't have it up all the time, like you.
No, it's whenever she wants to sit in it.
Okay, I was gonna say because you don't just go to the bathroom and just swing into the bathroom or something.
But it's perfectly set up so that way she can still watch TV while sitting in it.
That's awesome. Great. Because you don't want to.
Well, we got like
you don't want to miss Family Guy while you're fucking, you know.
Oh, jeez.
I've done that.
Rick and Morty.
Watch Family
Guy. It was actually just in the background.
Go Team Venture.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Pickles, depending on how rough you want to be.
Right.
Mr. Pickles. Yeah. Bend over, honey. Teen Titans is on.
Jeez.
Oh, my.
So what... Now, what has... you're here in L.A. Mm. What is the one thing... Let me ask you one... What is the one thing that is not what you pictured?
The snow.
It is snowing today. It's snowing in Calabasas.
I left Michigan and Chicago to get away from the snow.
It's chilly today.
And it seems like it just followed me.
This is atypical today. It's usually not this cold. It's usually not snowing. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, has it been everything that you pictured and more? Or?
About, yeah.
Yeah. You feel at home?
For the most part.
Really?
When I'm around other like-minded people. Otherwise, I'm just like, don't touch me.
Wait. Yeah. Well, you're like that with like-minded people. I know I went up to you at the Jelly Fest, and you were sort of...
I didn't know you at the time, and I didn't recognize who you were, in my defense.
Yeah, I didn't have... I was just an audience
member. I just thought you were some random dude walking up to me.
Welcome
next
to my
time,
life.
Have a sign, okay?
Welcome to my life. No, the Jelly Fest was cool. It was like... But here's what the weird thing was. Now, you have a very theatrical show. It's great.
Uh-huh. Thank
Potty Mouth followed you. They very Gwar-like.
Yeah.
They're very theatrical. I like them. Then they had, like, this indie band that wasn't bad, but they weren't theatrical at all. It was, like, just totally stopped the show. And then Green Jelly came on, and they were great.
Green Jelly, man. That's childhood, man.
Oh, yeah.
Little Pig, Little Pig.
Oh,
I got my ass beat to that song a lot because every time my stepdad would go off, I'd blare it, and then he'd kick down my door.
You were playing Three Little Pigs and you got beat up for it?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
he'd be like, let me the fuck in. And I'd be like, not by the hair of my chin. Well, then my door would break down.
These guys with flip-flops would break down your door and beat you up? For playing Green Jelly? Wow. And then and the funniest thing about it, that's the song they open with.
All right? Mm-hmm. And it's a great song.
It's a great song.
That's and the part is that they just made me laugh so much because that song just makes me so much happy.
Right. like they didn't make anybody wait like an hour to get to this. They're like, okay,
nah.
There's a song. You can leave now if you want, but here's some more.
It was sick, especially when all the puppet heads are going around.
Yeah, they 25 people in the audience, they put puppet heads on.
Uh-huh.
And they did a
giant, big fucking puppet heads.
I like that participation.
It was so great.
Okay, right.
He was standing on a chair in the center as they're moshing around him.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious. Well, I encouraged a couple of my friends to go in the back and get, because they were hedging, but I pushed them back there and they put some puppet heads on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I was in the puppet mosh pit at the Green Jelly Show. But anyway, but you were talking, I mean, you both have been talking about getting bullied and you were also talking about mental health, so I want to get serious here for a second.
Okay.
Now, you were talking about mental health and doing things for mental health. Was it bullying that scarred you? Was it other things? I mean, it's a...
I've had my share of bullying, and I've had my share of problems, and I have ADHD. And with the way mine works is I don't have the hyperness or anything like that. Basically, it's kind of a little bit, how to describe, I can get some really deep mood swings, and yeah. Certain bad events happened to me in my life, and it kind of left me jaded and a little dysfunctional from it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been times in my life where I've hit so rock bottom. I had a friend of mine find me in the middle of nowhere, bleeding out. I hit too far, and I slit my wrists in the middle of a parking lot, middle of nowhere, and they tracked me down. They found me. Fixed me up, brought me home, and I decided I needed to fix my life a little.
Mm-hmm.
I got these tattoos to commemorate it, and they're over all my cuts and my deep scars of the Him Razor Blade Romance.
Yeah, sorry, hold on. I'm trying to... I see it. I got it. Now, yeah, there's razor blades on your wrists.
And at the time, you know, I liked Him's music because it was something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a rebirth in my life of to step away. And then
right.
I heard the Heroin Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, the reason I fell so hard was I got really deep into popping pills and drinking hardcore. I'd go through 2 bottles of Jack like within a day, and it was the big,
mm-hmm.
big ones. And in his song, Girl with Golden Eyes, he's talking about detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, fuck it. My family locked me in my bedroom with nothing but water and my food, and I took a journal every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleaned up, and I just thought, screw it, I'm going to try this. And I wrote Nikki Sixx, and I told him, hey, man, you're an inspiration. I wasn't battling heroin or anything like that, but I had to kick all my habits, and I wrote a journal of it, and I just wanted to thank you,
mm-hmm.
for being that inspiration. And he wrote me back, he says, send me it.
Right.
And he read it, and then he wrote me back, he's like, that is awesome, and I'm glad I could have touched you in a way like that to inspire you.
That's great.
You know, and...
And Nikki, I'm sorry for talking shit about the Dirt movie. I didn't mean to, but that is cool.
And so I know what it's like to battle with the depression, and mm-hmm. I always wanted to write a song about it. And right. I told her I was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, well, what do you need? And honestly, I was like, I need a lot of weed mm-hmm. because it's a really deep subject. And I wrote about the whole entire thing of where I was in my life and how things slowly faded away to the point of dying. Mm-hmm. And in the song, I die. And I'm face to face with the devil. And it's my own fault that I'm here. Now, I'm going to be filming a video for it in about a month or two.
Okay.
All the proceeds for the video, all the proceeds for the single being sold for that song, and any merchandise made for it is all going to be donated to charity.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at two different charities right now, but I want to make sure which one to go with. But I'm also asking a lot of my friends, certain bands, models, stuff, and they're all mm-hmm. in for it. And anyone who wants to do this video, it's going to be non-paid because it's all for charity.
Right.
And the video is going to go through the moods in the song of my character and then dying and then having a talk one-on-one with himself, like a demon, like the devil right. himself, talking right. to him, giving him a pep talk, more of, this isn't what you should be doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know better.
Right.
And it's enough to, when his friend sees what's going on, they bring him back to life and he's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in the video. And I wanted to give that inspiration of, it's never too late to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. It's never too late to reach out. It's not that bad to where you can be on your own to know that there are people there
mm-hmm.
and there will always be somebody there.
Right. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it. You were late. I don't know if you want to talk about your stories, but you can relate to that.
I can relate, yeah.
And you will be in the video.
Yes.
And well, yeah. I mean,
well, she's in the first video coming out soon.
Well, I can't wait for that. What? Tell us about that.
The song's called 13 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do it very. How to explain it? Do you remember Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how there's like a lot of Twitch in the digital?
Sure.
Same with Max Headroom and stuff.
Right.
I was like, well, what if the underworld had its like cyber digital look?
Right.
So everything was filmed in like the old haunted house green and red lights.
Right.
And so I made it very like insidious, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of close-up and pull-away shots, and it's quick clips, like you're almost flipping channels.
Right.
And then I put a lot of like just imagery into it. And then there's a part that inspired me from, what was it? Nine Inch Nails. Remember, I think it was Closer, how he had all these random images.
Right.
I was like, I want that gritty, but in my style.
Yeah.
I have my logo, and it says mm-hmm. footage not found.
Right.
And then it has the sign for like when the television goes off,
mm-hmm.
and it recounts again with a one,
right.
two, three. And then, but the whole thing is filmed in basically to be like a message from the beyond the grave, but shattered digital imaging.
And awesome. That'll be on YouTube soon?
Yes. Or, okay. I have to finish up the last part of it.
Okay. Well, Hannah, what did we learn today?
I think we learned... There's so much we learned. I'm like so shocked from the story.
Here's what I think we learned. What I think we learned, which is the main thing, is there's always somebody there.
Yeah.
You know, we learned that alcohol is bad, weed is good. We learned that Facebook brings people together.
Okay.
We learned that. And we also learned that there's somebody out there for everyone.
Even and you.
There's somebody out there for everyone except for me. But there's somebody out there for everyone because these two found each other.
Yeah.
They were on opposite ends, and I'm glad they did. And I think they're on their way. And you don't need a band.
No.
You do it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And we learned other things. My haircut sucks.
Sex swings are fun.
Coffins are comfy.
And unless you're going to the store for a quick bite, no flip-flops. Anyway, Lillian, how do people get a hold of you? And tell us about the upcoming gigs or just gig at the Batcave or whatever else you got going on.
Where to get the dolls?
That's coming up with more to say.
You can get a hold of me on Instagram or Facebook. Facebook is Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten or on Instagram, Lillian Sin Official.
Right.
My next gig is the current one coming up, like I said, this Saturday at Batcave.
Right. Now, are you billed you as Lillian Mortis. Are you Lillian Mortis or Lillian Sin? What's going on with that?
My actual stage name is Lillian Sin.
Okay, now I'm corrected.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. After Batcave, we have March 7th. I'm doing a burlesque show at The Other Door with the Untamed Babes downtown Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're the Battle of the Bands, March 30th with him. We're going to be doing that.
Okay. I'm going to flip it to Mortis for all the...
Yeah.
And you got a couple minutes. Tell us all you got going on, because you got a lot going on.
Yeah. We'll start with the shows. My next show is March 30th, Battle of the Bands out in Lake Forest. Yeah. It's for a record label, Right Records.
Okay.
It starts at 1. I got that one coming up. I have 3 shows in April at the moment, the 17th, 19th, and 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego.
Okay.
I'll be playing with, in the variety of those shows, Midnight Nightmare, Darling Dead. No. That's going to be with Ryan Frankenstein.
You're right.
And Sinister Cabrera,
yep.
I believe, yes. Yep. And I'm missing a few in there.
If we want to get to Mortis shows, is there a website? Is there Facebook? Don't say Facebook, because another girl will come from Chicago and take them away. But any like, how do people get a hold of you?
If you go on my Instagram, it's Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Right.
You can find me there. If you go on my Facebook, it's Mortis the Devil's Reject. You can just type in Mortis the Devil's Reject, and I'll probably pull up all my YouTube, my webpage, and everything.
Right.
Either way, you can get a hold of me through any of those.
Yes.
And it'll post my tour dates through there, and where you can listen to the music, where you can see videos, and where to find the concerts.
And I recommend it. It's super metal. Hannah, Hail Hannah Bach, 666 on Instagram. And... goth comedian on all social media. We went really long today, but it was worth it because these two are fascinating.
Sometimes you got to do it long.
Yeah. And hard.
Exactly. In a swing. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.